The Commonwealth of Massachusetts and its largest cities now feature so-called open checkbooks on their websites. An open checkbook is a searchable database that details such things as public employee payrolls and payments for services and supplies. In short, it's a registry of just about every check a government writes. Pam Wilmot, Executive Director of Massachusetts Common Cause, says the open checkbook is not a political gimmick.
No, absolutely for real. A really terrific resource for citizens to hold their government accountable, to see what money is being spent on. You can look down at the minutest detail, and it's pretty much there. They're continuing to expand it at the state level, and we hope that more municipalities will also do the same.
Massachusetts, at the direction of State Treasurer Stephen Grossman, put its checkbook online for public access last spring. The cities of Boston and Worcester followed suit, and now, recently, the city of Springfield announced the launch of the Open Checkbook link on the city's website. Springfield City Council President James Ferreira says it brings full transparency and accountability to city government.
And hopefully this initiative will then save money in the long run, knowing that everybody is watching how the city's checkbook is being used and how the city is spending its money.
The city's annual budget has been available online for public review for many years now.
The budget may give an aggregate amount of how much a department is spending, but this will actually itemize every expenditure and will post it online on a weekly basis.
Springfield's Chief Information Officer Andrew Doty says it did not cost the city any additional expense to create the online database, and it will be maintained in-house.
It's right on the city's main website. So the minute you visit, it's right on the first page, I think in the upper right-hand corner. It will take you to the vendor, and then from there you can get into the payroll section. It's the same presentation, and then if need be, you can actually download the data and do whatever you want to do with it in your own personal computer if you have the ability.
The city cuts about 500 checks a week and issues 5,500 payroll checks biweekly, according to City Comptroller Patrick Burns, who says until now it would have been difficult for the average person to find out details about what the city was paying for and to whom it was being paid.
Short of coming into the office and requesting to see our weekly warrants, no, there was nothing available online. It would have to have been a paper copy issued by my office.
Massachusetts state government has been a leader in making data available on the Internet, according to Charlie Schweik, an associate professor at the Center for Public Policy and Administration at the University of Massachusetts. He points to geographic and census data that has been available online for years.
In general, I think the idea of having open data available is a positive thing. It really depends on people's individual interests and what they're trying to learn and whether that data is available. But in my mind, openness and open transparent data is always a good thing in a democracy.
He says the open checkbooks should be beneficial to government watchdog groups.
I can imagine there would be certain people in a community that might be very interested in monitoring that. And so, I think for the general citizen, that may be a little too much volume.
Schweik says to what extent the information gleaned from the open checkbooks sparks public debate could have an influence on shaping public policy. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.